Okay, everyone, once again, Shalom Aleichem to everyone who's here, everyone who's out there. I'd like to welcome everyone. Okay, so for today, we're on page 68. Two people are waiting. Thank you. To let all these people in. Okay, now that we let all those people in, Brochim Abayim to everyone who I just let in. I just wanted to mention, how far back is this? Dr. Kim, right? So we learned a little while ago, I forgot where it went, but can't find it right now, but we learned our halacha before, if you recall, that, again, our topic now is that we don't take off tefillin until after a bris. It's in the Mishnah Berurah we did yesterday, right? Mishnah Berurah we did yesterday on Nun Hei. At the end of Nun Hei, the Mishnah Berurah brought down that we don't take off the tefillin if there's a bris. If there's a bris in the shul, so you wait to take off the tefillin until after the bris. Now again, if the bris is going to take a while, which a lot of times it does, until it starts and everything, so then you don't have, again, you have to balance it with what we were learning before about keeping the tefillin on longer than is necessary. But again, if the bris is immediately after, I remember at Chaim Shalom's son's bris, Yonah, it was on Shavuos or B'Tammuz. And so it was an interesting bris because there was another bris in the yeshiva that day. So they made the bris somewhere else, but in the afternoon, so there wouldn't be a conflict. So before Mincha, we had the bris. And Rabbi Berluth, Zeichet Tzadik Baruchah, was the tzaddik. So even though it was late, right, he put on his tefillin. Because of this idea that tefillin is an os and bris is an os. So it happens to be, you might be, some people, you wonder? No. In other words, there's a kasha on this, as you all know. The kasha is that we know that on Shabbos we don't wear tefillin. Because Shabbos is an os. So you don't need two osos. You don't need... Your father's here. Your father's here. You don't need two osos. So the kasha is... So based upon that, why are you wearing tefillin at a bris? It seems to be a contradiction between that halacha. So believe it or not, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on it. And so he gives an answer. I don't know if I completely understand it, but he says, no, the idea of a bris is, having the bris is not the os. In other words, having the occasion, whatever you want to call it, I don't like using the word ceremony. That's not the os. The os is being gemalt. Yeah. Being gemalt so therefore he says, like, having a bris milah shows that you're tied up with Hashem. So he says, that's the idea of a, I think that's what he's saying. But anyways, it's an interesting kasha. Again, seems to be a kasha from Shabbos. So indeed, Rav Moshe has, or somebody asked Rav Moshe that kasha, and there's a tshuva.
If the loyal davening with the tzibur, should he continue to wear his tefillin when he does the...
I guess. Might just be a practical issue.
Yeah.
It might be a practical issue. Again, I am not a mo'el. Even though I learned it with a friend of mine, he became a mo'el. I don't know, I come from a long line of shochtim, but I can't handle the, So let's go weiter. So again, let's start from Yud Gimel, just get a running start. Nagu ha'olam shalalakas tefillin ad achar kedushas uvaltzion. So as we saw yesterday, the min of the Machaber says is we don't take off the tefillin until after the Kedusha of Uvalat Zion. Now, we saw the Arizal yesterday, who says, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Arizal, that says that we wait till after Alkein Kava, right, until after till Aleinu. Now, back upstairs. So that's so far we got, I don't know what you want to consider it, one or two, I guess two opinions, right? We got the Machaber after the Kedusha of Avodah Zion. Then we have the Arizal after Aleinu. Now the Ramah says, V'yesh mi shekasav, outside of Kabbalah, right, which is interesting, Sholal chotz adcha amra bahem shlosh kedushos v'arba kadeshim. Now the way it is in the Ramah is, again, as you can all see, three kedushas, and four kadeshim. Dahainu, well, I'll just finish the Rama, at least part of this Rama. Dahainu, that means, Lachar Kadosh Yosam, V'Hachi Noagim Amadaktim. After the Kadosh Yosam. In other words, it seems to be after Aleinu, right? Well, again, according to Arizal, you could take it off right after Aleinu. According to this, you'd have to wait till the Kadosh. Now, what the rub, though, in this Rama is that the Ramah says three kedushos and four kadeshim. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Nun Vav, the Chofetz Chaim says to soferhu. It's a printer's mistake. Very unusual, but you know it happens. Now don't forget, everything was written in hand for generations, right? The copies. It's not like today where we have just the opposite of the way most of the time people lived. Don't forget, before the printing press, what was that, the 1500s? Printing press? 1500s. So again, that's a nice chunk of world history where things were just had to be written. Right? So again, so we can imagine, it's amazing that there's this few mistakes. Right? So again, the Ramah said three kedushos and four kadeshim. And the Chofetz Chaim says that's a mistake. Well, Emet Sarach Lomar, Shosha Kadeshim, the Arba Kedushos. That it comes out to that really what it should be is three Kadeshim and four Kedushos. Now look at this. See, it's not, believe it or not, the four Kadeshim is not what you, well, let's see. Ki Baruch Hu Hashem Nachshav Chada. Because one of the Kadeshim, Kedush, Kedushos, excuse me, is Barchu, right? It's not what you think. Why should he darvash be Kedusha? Kedusha is Safa Brua Renima, and then a few seconds later we say, before Shema, another Kedusha, right? Before Shema. So now we're up to two. Kedusha Damida, and you know, the regular Kedusha as we know Kedusha, right? When the Chazan repeats Shema Nesrei, Kedushas of Valtzion, and then the Kedusha of Valtzion, that's four. So again, a lot of people don't think about that, that Baruch Hu is considered, as far as this is concerned, a Kedusha. Because it's a Darush of a Kedusha. It's not a Kedusha like Kadosh, you know, not in that way. But it is interesting. Shosh Kadeshim, and then the Chofetz Chaim says, and the three Kadeshim, according to Ramah, is Chatzi Kadesh Kon Baruch Hu, right? The Chatzi Kadesh before Baruch Hu. Just have to say this, you know, like, I can't resist. There used to be, I say this very often, but I think of it very, very often, that there used to be an old man, a wonderful man, which they all were in my father's time, Mr. Middleman. I think he ran over into my time a little bit. He was a wonderful man. Wonderful man. He used to come all the time. So every day, I don't know every day, but pretty much every day, five people came, and there were five people in the shul before davening, he'd say, okay, we can say a Chatzi Kaddish now. I have half a minion. So I just couldn't resist that. His neshama for his neshama. So anyway, so Chatzi Kaddish of Baruch Hu, right? Chatzi Kaddish Shachar Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, then, you know, right? We say Achatz Kaddish Tachlin time after Shemoneh Esrei. Kaddish Shalom Shachar Uval Tzion, right? So therefore, again, according to that, it's different, right? According to that, the Ramah is saying you could take them off. According to the Machaber, you take them off after the Kedusha of Uval Tzion. According to this version of the Ramah, you could take it off after the Kaddish, before Aleinu. And then according to the Arizal, we saw before, wait till after Aleinu to take off your tefillin. Okay? But wait, we're not done yet. Mikamakam Ashma Miprimagadnu Shara Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Makam Shinoa Gulomar Kaddish Yosam Achar Yom. That if you say Kaddish after Aleinu, right, which we do, again, either there's somebody saying Kaddish, or don't forget there is a Ramah that says you should say Kaddish after Aleinu, even if there isn't anybody in Shul saying Kaddish. See, that happened a couple times around here, right, Baruch Hashem, we don't have anybody saying, it was at least in Chakras, it was a Chiyuv, so sometimes there's nobody saying Kaddish. So you might notice I say Kaddish after Aleinu. So again, based upon that, Tovlu Shlo Lachlos Ad Acher Kaddish Asim. So then it's best to wait until after that Kaddish. Okay, so now we got another step, right? Not after Aleinu, but after that Kaddish of that Aleinu, again, which we usually say. This is very interesting. V'anashim shenogim l'kafal talisvat tefillin nicham etikam be'esh amiras kaddish, and those who are folding up and tying up in their tefillin while kaddish is being said. Baruch Hashem, I don't think you see it here so much, but right? Lo yafa hin yosin, osin. It's not good that they're folding up the camp during Kaddish. Why? You all know the reason. Right, because you got to really concentrate. We all know the importance of Amen Yeh Shmei Rabba. So, you're multitasking. Yehesh me rabo hu b'madrega gavoa yoser mikedusha. Right? A very powerful Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, answering Amen Yehesh me rabo is on a higher level than Kedusha. Do you see anybody fiddling around? I mean, even, I don't know, let's say hypothetically, a person has to leave early. I don't think you would see them taking off their tefillin and folding up the talis during Kedusha. Nobody messes with Kedusha. And now again, that's correct, right? Again, we're not Chas v'Shalom, right? But again, if we have that for Kedusha, Kaddish, which we should, don't get me wrong, should, but Kaddish is on a higher level. Now this is also interesting. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, even without that, I mean, that's what he just said is true, that Kaddish is on a higher level than Kedusha. But even without that, right, I'll still get you. Why? Now, this is also very interesting. It's not any worse than any other bracha. The Asr, next page in the Mishnah Berurah, the Asr la'asos shum tashmish kal b'shashu mevarech. That if a person's making a bracha, you're not supposed to be doing even a light activity while you're making a bracha, right? So you see people, I don't know what, they do all sorts of things while they're making a bracha. So here we're throwing that in also, the Chofetz Chaim saying, that's wrong. You're making a bracha, you're supposed to concentrate. You're walking around, you're looking around, you're folding up your talis or tefillin while you're making a bracha, I don't know. About to drink some of Mr. Magid's wonderful coffee, so pulling out a talis and making a bracha, right? Would you fold up your talis while you're making a bracha? Okay, granted, it is Mr. Magid's coffee, but leave that, right? So, what? Might spill coffee on the talis. So again, right? You're not supposed to do that. So then imagine during Amen Yeshmei Rabbah. So during Amen Yeshmei Rabbah, certainly not.
Can you walk outside of Yeshmei Rabbah? Just so you stop at Yeshmei Rabbah and you concentrate? And then after that,
yeah, here we see Amen Yeshmei Rabbah, but really it's, you should wait till after. Yeah. But again, if you're in a really big hurry, you could. But again, this is a very important idea that, A, during Amen Yeshmei Rabbah, how important Amen Yeshmei Rabbah is. Obviously, Emiras Hashem, Shizoka, we'll get to that later, Nun Vav. But again, also bracha, right? You know, see people, I don't know, during benching, during make a bracha, so they're doing all, you know. So the answer is, you're not supposed to be doing that. It's Peir Shemeshu Baruch. Okay, Rabbos, I will stop here for tonight. Emiras Hashem, we're not done with how. When could you take off tefillin? How about if it's Rosh Chodesh, or it's a laning day, you know, like one of those type of things. So when could you and when should you take off your tefillin? Okay, Yashkoch, everyone. Emiras Hashem, tomorrow, Bli Neder.